this whole most beautiful area of Georgia and Dublin has been mostly occupied and is still to a big extent by offices. This used to be an office as well. So it's, in that respect, yeah, definitely it gives us a chance. And I also know that a number of organizations, local organizations mostly, were given places by the public authorities, to places to be used for artistic purposes.
For some parts of Estonian society, Ireland and UK also at one stage seem to be kind of promised land where everything is possible. Do you think that these sentiments are still, for example, in Poland or among Poles?
I think the sentiment for a promised land is long gone. But I think there is the sentiment of these years. No, it, definitely when, if you experience Ireland in 2007, there was an incredible energy in the country. It was incredible vibe and this feeling, let's do it. Because on one hand side, Ireland had a lot to catch up in comparison to more developed European countries. And there was this young wave of immigrants, people who wanted to do something as well. So I think this combination was very, very, very interesting. It was very easy to get a job. It was very easy to get on here in the society. And I think that built up a sentiment, if you want, for the country. And especially, I think, between Poland and Ireland, they are strong parallels, historical parallels. It is a country which always had to fight against big powers, neighbors, and or very powerful neighbors. On the other hand, very Catholic country as well. So with this, there are probably some similarities in the, how the society perceives and values many things. So I think that definitely was something important. But what happens now, many British people and Irish people are moving to Poland. Because not only because of their partners, but because Poland now gives them the opportunities which Polish people found before in their countries.
Thank you.